Hey, I'm Emily Duncan Wilson, and I'm the producer of Classical Sprouts. If you love this podcast as much as we do, please donate to help Sprouts continue to grow. Go to classicalsprouts.org/donate. Thanks.
Yo-Yo Ma was a child prodigy who started performing classical cello at age 4, and he's since appeared on over 120 albums and received 19 Grammy Awards. He also plays in a ton of genres and has done a lot of work advocating for peace and the environment, and is known as a really humble and kind guy, not just an amazing musician. We're getting to know all about the incredible legendary cellist Yo-Yo Ma through his connection to that one Bach cello suite he's famous for playing. Today on
Classical Sprouts!
Welcome to Classical Sprouts. I'm your host, Kate Botello. Let's start off with a Quizlet question. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma is originally from China. But in what country was the yo-yo toy invented? It's famous for its mythology and ancient architecture. You have a guess? Stick around to the end of the episode to find out the answer. Today, we're learning about one of the most famous cello players in the world, Yo-Yo Ma. Born in Paris to Chinese parents in 1955, Ma started learning cello at the age of 4. To learn the cello, each day he learned one line of J.S. Bach's cello suite number 1 in G major.
Believe it or not, this was the very first piece of music I started on the cello when I was 4 years old. One measure at a time. First day. Second day. Third day. You get the idea.
When he was 7, he and his parents moved to New York City, and he studied at Juilliard and then went to Harvard for college. Not only was he great at cello, he was one smart cookie. As he grew up and started playing professionally and getting famous, he also started recording Johann Sebastian Bach's cello suites. Bach actually wrote a total of 6 suites for unaccompanied cello, and they're some of the most frequently performed solo compositions ever written for cello. Yo-Yo Ma has recorded all 6 of them 3 different times, sometimes waiting between 15 and 20 years between the next time he recorded them. And these recordings are some of the most famous versions of these already famous pieces. He's most famous for playing the first one, and specifically the first movement from the first one. Almost 65 years after he first started learning that first movement of the first suite, Ma is still performing and recording versions of Bach's cello suite number 1 in G major. And in doing so, he's also using the fact that he's a well-known and well-regarded musician to fight for what he believes in. In 2023, he recorded just that cello suite live in the Great Smoky Mountains on an album called Nature at Play. You can even hear the birds and stream in the background. Any money that this album earns goes to a charity called Earth Percent that helps artists and the music industry support the most impactful organizations currently addressing climate change. How cool! What can we learn from the amazing Yo-Yo Ma? Work hard, play well, and strive to make a difference for good in the world. And maybe the things we learn as kids end up sticking with us for our whole lives. At the beginning of the episode, I asked you, in which country was the yo-yo toy invented? Any last guesses? Desk roll, please. It's Greece! The earliest known instance of someone playing with a yo-yo is from Greece in 500 BC, where a painted vase showed a young boy playing with one. So neat! Sprouts, head to our website, classicalsprouts.org, to see videos of Yo-Yo Ma performing both in concert halls and by a river. Learn how string instruments are made with an episode of Mr. Rogers featuring a young Yo-Yo Ma, and more. Also, be sure to follow Classical Sprouts wherever you find your podcasts, and find and follow us on Instagram at Classical Sprouts, where we always have fun content. Until next time, I'm your host, Kate Botello. Classical Sprouts is produced by Emily Duncan Wilson, with support from Amanda Sewell, and is produced by Interlochen Public Radio as a part of the NPR Podcast Network. Until next time, adios!
Interlochen Public Radio!
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.